Paul, thoughts on the end of that game?
A very hard-earned point. Give Wrexham credit, they're obviously a good side, play very good football, make the pitch big in possession, and I think certainly in the lad Vos, that's arguably as good a performance as I've seen in this league from an individual. It was extremely comfortable on the ball, dangerous delivery and shot on his right foot. But, you know, credit to my players, I thought we worked hard, kept to discipline, and had a few chances ourselves. You know, I'm not saying we deserve to win the game, but at the same time, you know, I think you always or very rarely going to have more of the ball against that Wrexham side. So it's about keeping your discipline and taking your chances when you can.
Talk about that chance. You had a goal disallowed when Gregor Robertson was giving offside in a 1-2. I think it was Jack McCarthy who put it in at the end. But that seemed very strange to me how that could be given, because he seemed to be making the run from behind the player.
Yeah, I don't know. I must admit, when it was given, I'd seen it was Diz who scored.
I think. Thought it was Diz, yeah.
But in the lead-up, I presume there'd been a foul in the box or something. I thought that's what he'd given. And I honestly don't know in terms of the offside. I saw Gregor and I haven't asked him about it as yet, but he was shaking his head, and that's not really like him to give much of a reaction. He seemed adamant on the pitch, at least, that he was onside.
The other main talking point, I think, was the fantastic save by James McEwen from the free kick.
Yeah, again, obviously it was Vos, and he's got that ability. I was hoping it was a bit too far out for him. It wasn't the case. It's an outstanding save, and again, I wouldn't have a clue if the lad's offside or not when he puts it in. All I would say is I looked quickly, and my heart didn't have to race for too long, because I'd seen the linesman's flag go up.
But for a long period in this game, you were chasing them around the pitch, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I changed it second half, and we matched them up during that second period, not straight away. And did it help? I'm not too sure. I think when Marcus Marshall came on and JP, I thought they both had a positive impact for us. Marshy looked very dangerous. JP won a few more headers, held the ball up, give us a bit more respite. You know, I thought Jack McCreath had a good first half. Couldn't quite get the ball out to him enough. I thought that was an area where we could have perhaps exploited. But, you know, we're not only playing a good Wrexham side, we're playing a Wrexham side that's full of confidence as well. And I think we have to be proud of the fact that we have taken a point. The first team to do so from them, and a clean sheet, ironically. Yeah. They said to the players,
most defending you've done all
the most season, defending, yeah. I'm sure the most shots we've faced and so on, and we get that clean sheet. It's, I think it only goes to show, as we said, that football's a funny old game.
Ball seemed to be coming back to you a lot very quickly tonight. Was that because the front players weren't holding it up as well or doing as well?
At times, but I still think we created a couple of chances. We cut out one in particular first half. It was slid down to Omar. The lad managed to get a block, and I think that's what you often can look for when you're coming up against the Wrexham side. I like to play out, like to pass the way up the pitch when possible. You know, the times that we did manage to make them kick it longer, I thought we coped with that relatively comfortable. And a couple of the scary moments, in truth, were self-inflicted. For all the play first off, I'm not sure again how many saves James has really had to make. He had a deflected effort, just went over, same as we did at the other end that went just wide. I felt, you know, that we were going to get on the score sheet. It was just a matter of if we could keep them out at the other end.
You said about the difference that Pittman
Marshall
made when he came on. Did you think of doing that earlier? Did, in retrospect, do you think you might have left that too late?
No, not at all. I think you have to give the players out there that you've set your stall out with the chance. Just, you know, changing to one up front, it's a hard role. I think Omar's certainly comfortable with that. He's played it a lot when he was at Solihull. But it wasn't quite happening for him. I think JP went on and said, got hold of it. And Marcus, you know, asking Ben to play out there, he's played there, but he's not an out-and-out winger. And the thinking with Marcus was that he might just give us a bit of respite by his dribbling, and that certainly proved to be the case.
You had a few players booked quite early on, and the referee was coming under a lot of pressure from fans, and I have to say from a lot of the Wrexham players as well, who seemed to surround the ref every time there was a little minor incident down by the dugout. when Gregor Robertson, I think, was slightly late with a header.
Good header.
With a good?
Yeah, good header.
Yeah. Is that not pleasant to see, is it?
It's in the rules that you're now not supposed to surround the referee at all. I think it's one player and the captain, I think I'm right in saying. That's not, in truth, my concern, really. He was under some pressure at times, and I thought his first booking was a bit of a cheat one on their player. I didn't think that was a booking. And therefore, I think he forced himself into a little bit of a corner with a couple of hours. You know, Monks says, it's that one again where the excuses he's gone and stood up. I hate it when I hear that phrase on TV and they go on about it. I don't know how they think people can tackle any different. We are they suddenly dig the foot into the ground and break their own leg, which they're obviously not going to do.
Matthew Robinson came on towards the end. It's the last game, I think, tonight. What's the situation with him?
No, I think Matt's going to go back to Luton. So, you know, we'll thank him for his efforts while he was here. And, you know, now with having Craig Clay, I think, back and hoping that he can get back to the form that he's shown for me previous. Scott Brown, you know, not quite on the verge of a return, but certainly, you know, signs are promising. I think it would be unfair to ask Matt to stay any longer.
So it's your decision rather than the mutual thing, is it?
Yeah, I mean, look, in truth, I haven't really spoken to Matt too much about that. That'll be a conversation I have after I've spoken to yourself.